This is a summary of Find Your Passion by bestbookbriefings.com. 25 Questions You Must Ask Yourself by Henri Gentila. Follow your passion. What first comes to your mind when you read this? You may feel puzzled, not knowing from where and how to start. Don't let your fears of the unknown put you down. You may encounter some pitfalls on your journey to finding your passion, however, you'll definitely find the right path. You just have to take one tiny step at a time. 1. How do you define passion? How can you know you've arrived if you don't know what you're after? Define what's beyond the word passion to build a passionate life. Dive into what beliefs and ideas you have around it to reveal unrealistic expectations. If you notice discomfort, you've reached the core of the issue. When you feel discomfort, this is when you'll uncover any false ideas you have towards passion. 2. How will you know when you're living a passionate life? You're living a passionate life when you start looking further and freeing your mind of the bad thoughts. The way you approach to life is the real issue, no matter how progressive you are. Be aware of vagueness. You may discover that you're not after passion at all, but you'll enter a world of new possibilities when you move through the discomfort. 3. What will you do when you find your passion? Now what? I have a passionate life, but I can't be happy. What will you do? What's stopping you from being happy, right now? It's not easy to experiment with this question, but you can start by setting all your worries aside while experimenting. When you write what you would do once you find your passion, you can start behaving in that way. 4. What do you have to believe about yourself to live a passionate life? Do you think you're not worthy of doing something you enjoy? This isn't about life accommodating you. It is about you making the decision to start and becoming ruthless to get what you want. Explore this question, look out for the ideas that are stopping you from living a passionate life. Have the will to start and you can do it. 5. What do other people ask you about? I couldn't help people live a passionate life until I received questions on things related to personal development. I didn't believe that I could do that. Who was I to give advice? Listen to people's questions. You may come up with answers that you think aren't feasible. Follow the thread and explore. If fears come up, or if thoughts of "I can't" come up, just keep exploring. 6. What's your personality? It is immensely helpful in revealing your passion to look at what you're good at, go through personality tests and compare your writing to the results you get from the personality tests. Personality tests as the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram, which goes into a lot of depth on your strengths and weaknesses. Things are quite clear, not as far as you think it is. 7. What comes easy to you? Tap into strengths that you use in activities you enjoy and watch the passion in your life soar. But first, start by looking at what makes your heart sing from activities. What gives you a sense of freedom and excitement when you do them? How do you figure out what your strengths are? Don't feel confused and pick whatever comes to mind. 8. What are, or were, your interests? Most often your passion is hiding in plain sight. Challenges come up and instantly you don't have time for fun anymore. Reconnect to the interests you had in the past or have now without censoring yourself, and look at which ones you resonate with today. It may seem simple, but as you dive deeper, you'll uncover gold. Just write whatever comes to mind. 9. What do you really want? It's all about exploration. Can you begin exploring what you really want? Let go of your assumptions, the ideas you've learned, and the thoughts that hold you back and watch what you will discover. Look out for the thoughts that come up trying to hold you back. Thoughts that are inspired by others aren't yours. Let them go. 10. What you don't need. Go deeper by constantly asking why and how. Start by exploring what you don't want, and this will lead you to what you really want. You have to push yourself. Ask yourself why you refuse to do those things. Keep asking why and how. Dive into details. When you ask the right questions, the right answers almost come out by themselves. 11. What would happen if you gave up right now? If you look inside, you'll discover an inner GPS. It might be a voice, a feeling, a picture, or a green elf waiting to help you when you want badly to give up. To reconnect with your inner GPS, you have to make a decision to listen. You may feel like giving up sometimes, but know that you're on the right path, and you're good enough. 12. What is your inner voice whispering? Most of us are too busy to pay attention to our inner GPS. We're focused on getting things done that we forget to relax. Try to be silent enough to hear that whisper. Sooner or later, a thought will pull you in, just like a good movie does from time to time. The only mistake you can make is to not do this exercise. 13. If you pretend that you know, what would your passion be? When you pretend to know something, or when you allow yourself to daydream, your mind will see new possibilities and activate your problem-solving powers. Life isn't about struggling to get answers. It's about asking questions and letting the answers flow to you. To pretend is an easy way to reach this. 14. What would you do if you knew you won't fail? Fear of failure can paralyze the best of us. Don't come up with a solution while having negative feelings. It will only lead to more negativity. Wonder about this question for a minute to help your mind let go of the fear. Be careful. The pull away from failure can be so strong that it causes you to fail by default. 15. If you were guaranteed success, what would you do? Being guaranteed success would allow you to focus on doing what you're interested in while being fully confident that you would get what you want. No worries. No trying to figure things out. Just focus on what makes your heart sing. There may not be anything you'd like to do, but you may still have a lot of interests and passions. 16. In the future, when you'll be living a passionate life, what advice would you give to the present you? Imagine that you once stepped into a time machine. On the other side, you met the future you who's already living a passionate life. There are no limits to our imagination. You can do exercise, and if all else fails, you can fix it through writing. Stretch your mind and be very cognizant of any thoughts that are trying to stop you. 17. What makes your blood boil? We all have an inner GPS. If you neglect it, you start feeling lost, unfulfilled, and depressed. What makes your heart weep? What would you like to change in the world? It's just like building a house. It begins with laying one brick at a time. Most people get on a roll when they get to focus on the negativities. Just avoid getting stuck in that negativity. 18. When was the last time you were in a state of flow? It's easy to forget that you are tapping into your passion all the time. Just look at the time you're in a state of flow, when you feel excited, energized, and passionate, and try to increase the time you spend there. There is always a corner in your life where you are tapped into your passions. You just have to find it. 19. How not knowing what you want stops you from taking the next step. You can't know what your future holds, but you can follow your heart and let it guide you through the dark. Sometimes it'll feel like you're walking in a fog. You can only see a few feet ahead of you. If you stand still, nothing happens. It takes one step forward to see things you haven't seen before. 20. What are the disadvantages of living a passionate life? This question will help you uncover some of the hidden blocks that keeps you from taking action. You just can't know what's around the corner. What seems to be a disadvantage may turn into an advantage down the road. You may think that you're ready to follow your passion, but are you really? 21. What would you do if you weren't afraid? Your fears keep you from living the life you want. Look at what you're afraid of, and ask yourself what you would do if you weren't afraid. In case you didn't feel relieved as more fears will pop up, keep asking yourself the same question. 22. What would you do if you had all the money in the world? What would you do if you had all the money in the world? The first answers you'll get may be generic. You might think that you'd travel or sit at home all day. Make sure you go beyond that. We have to be practical, but you also have to remember that it's impractical to limit yourself in the way you were. 23. If you had 5 years left to live, what would you do? It's about exploring a concept that can help you move forward. When we expand the question to 5 years, your mind will immediately focus on what's important. You'll do the things you haven't had time for, and you'll leap out of your comfort zone. When you explore this question accurately, things will get better. 24. If all of your problems were solved, what would you do? So often, we postpone following our passion, so we put off what makes our heart sing. Because it seems like we have more important things to do. They are not real obstacles. If your heart says yes, go for it. Even if you feel uncomfortable, don't stop. Whatever is going in your head, let it be. Grab your pen, paper, and start. 25. How could you take the next step? It's time to go even deeper. When you ask the right question, you get the answers you need. Whenever you encounter a roadblock, ask how you could take action anyway. The sooner you take action, the more progress you'll make. It's uncomfortable to take action, because you're stepping into the real world. Living a passionate life doesn't happen overnight. It takes more work than you expect. Now that you know the 25 questions that you must ask yourself to find your passion, how do you feel? Do you feel you can make it? Can you get over all the obstacles that you may face? Can you make any benefits out of your fears and let go of any negative thoughts? Can you maintain out-of-the-box thinking? Just try to unleash your potentials and follow your heart no matter what. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.